Now notice as we come down to verse 3. Here is the threefold blessing. In other words, this is the first of seven beatitudes in this book. And we will be dealing with these seven beatitudes as we come to them. Here's the first one. Blessed is he that readeth. And that means the reader in the church or the teacher. He that reads, and they that hear the words of the prophecy. That means the church, the believers that are in the class or in the church. The reader reads it. They hear it. And both of them are to keep it. Blessed is he that readeth, they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So the threefold blessing here is reading, hearing, and keeping. And that's important for us today. And I believe that every one of us that go through the book of Revelation are going to get a special blessing. I really believe that, because that's what he says. And he says, for the time is at hand. Now, that doesn't mean that the things that are mentioned at the end of the book are happening today. But it means that the beginning of the church on the day of Pentecost began this movement of the Lord Jesus' ministry in heaven. We're going to see the vision of him here the next two or three times that we have here together. We get a vision of the glorified Christ. And then we see what he's doing today. And that moves right on into the future. So the time was at hand. When we come to verse 4, we come here to the greetings from John the writer and from Jesus Christ in heaven. My, this is tremendous. This is a greeting that comes from John down here and from the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. Now he tells us, John to the seven churches which are in Asia. I'm going into that when we get to chapter 2. But I do want to say this about the number 7. The number 7 does not mean perfection. It means completeness, and there's a difference, certainly a distinction. And that is, you have here the seven churches, and there were literally hundreds of churches in that area, and any seven could have been chosen. These were chosen for a very definite purpose, which we're going to see. And they are representative of the total church throughout all the ages, the churches on earth. He says, grace to you. And this is a book that reveals the grace of God and peace. And you don't need to be frightened to study the book. You can have the peace of God in your heart. And the one which is, which was, which is to come, this is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it's the division of the book, what he has done, what he is doing, what he's going to do. And the seven spirits reveal the Holy Spirit of God. Now today, I want to read from Revelation 1, beginning at verse 4, and I'm reading from the giant print through the Bible, Bible. And if you have the right Bible, all you'll have to do is to turn to page 1808. I'm reading, John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, And then the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ was in the isle that's called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now we've come here to this particular section, Revelation 1:4. And if you are following our outline, you will notice that we are emphasizing here in this first chapter the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to see him as Christ in glory. Now, from verses 4 through 8, we have greetings from John the writer and from the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. And it's a very wonderful greeting. Now, notice again verse 4. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia. Now, Asia encompassed a great deal of what we call Asia Minor today. Then he says, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, which was, which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Now, you'll notice that John puts no title connected with his name, and he also does not attempt to identify himself other than by the name John. In other words, I have a notion John was well known to these seven churches. He had been pastor of the church in Ephesus and apparently had oversight over all of the churches in that area.